I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Our next guest has been with me over the years, and he is the guy who, along with maybe somebody like Rush, has propelled talk radio to levels when I first started that are almost unimaginable. The type of people that routinely are on, the access that we get to major players, and just the changes as far as the diversity of it, the breadth of it. Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of talk radio. Joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 to kind of break down the year in the thing that we all love, talk radio. Michael, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year to you, Dom. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, President Trump gave his annual, I guess, traditional end-of-the-year interview with the New York Times, and he talked about, and I don't see how this is questionable, how good he is for the media with all the feuds and all the back and forth. And I would say for us in talk radio, he's spectacular. Usually when a Republican is in the White House, Limbaugh's talked about this, Michael, you know, people feel they play defense, and that's never a good thing to do versus being on the offense. With Trump, the entertaining things you couldn't predict slash feuds and serious things every day, I think, make talk radio not have a drumbeat of the same old, it's fresh almost every day.
Yeah, he's made it very fresh. And I think he's actually made all of the media fresh. I think that talk radio enjoys its aspect of the media landscape that it fulfills so well. And it's done it even better under Trump. But at first, when Trump first started in, I was starting to get nervous about First Amendment rights and undermining confidence in the media and the press and all of that. But I quickly changed my tune as the year unfolded. And I think that what Trump really is doing is he's creating awareness of the danger and the power of media unchecked. And I think in the end, what's going to come out of this is that all media, whether it's pro-Trump, anti-Trump, biased, I mean, everything is biased. I think that all media will be more responsible. It's already becoming very self-conscious. And I think the media will be more responsible. There'll be better investigative journalism and there'll be more fact-checking. And I think everybody's going to win as a result of this crazy year of the media at war with Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Now, you and I talked earlier this morning, too, the fodder of talk radio, and you were on in Boston today, and one of the main things you talked about is this Drexel professor that we've talked about on my show, and I had him on once, and it's this constant stuff about what is politically correct, what is sensitive, where's the line, who should get fired, who should not. Some of it played out in the Me Too stuff, the Hollywood scam. I mean, some of it is obvious if true. They're criminal acts of sexual assault. Some of it, though, is sexual harassment slash inappropriate comments and where we are. Is that one of the biggest things still across the country in talk radio this year?
Number three topic of the year, and it's still going strong. It promises to be with us for a long time. It's always been around. It's just that the nature of political correctness, the paradigm of social norms, if you will, are shifting, and they're shifting in a seismic way. And this is going to go on for a long time because it runs deep. There's a lot of resentment on the part of a lot of people about a lot of other people in terms of how they conduct themselves, particularly in the workplace and particularly when there is an imbalance in power.
Absolutely. What? So Trump is number one on your countdown list of things
Trump
talked about?
Trump is in every story. We have 15 stories.
Okay.
And I could run through them in 45 seconds if you have.
Sure.
I won't even say the number. As I go through these stories, they are rising in importance, so I don't have to waste time saying numbers, and then I'll come to number one. Okay, you ready? At 15,
yes.
Gorsuch fills the SCOTUS seat, rise of Bitcoin, bullish financial markets, net neutrality, NFL anthem protests, climate change debate, natural disasters, deadly terror attacks, Roy Moore Baltimore Senate bid, Charlottesville March, race relations, the travel order, sanctuary cities, border wall, immigration reform, the Affordable Health Care Act, tax reform, the state of journalism, debate over fake news, U.S. relations with Russia and China, North Korean nuclear tensions, the Me Too movement and sexual misconduct at 3, the election hacking allegations in terms of Russia tied with Trump's Russia investigation at 2, and the number one story, the number one topic of the year. President Trump's personality and demeanor.
Yeah, and he ran through all those others without a doubt in probably the preeminent way.
He is in every story. There has never been a president or anybody in my lifetime, and I'm as old as dirt. There has never been a president or a celebrity who has played such a prominent role in the consciousness of the country as this president, as this man, this celebrity at this time.
I would agree. Even President Obama, breakout, historic, all those types of things, and similar with his wife, even that didn't rival it. Maybe the height of the Clinton scandal and things with Clinton, because he was almost equally entertaining, I remember, Michael, but that was only for a limited period of time, not something where there wasn't a major focal point of the president being impeached. This is remarkable. So does that mean that more people then listen to talk radio because of this?
Oh, yeah. More people listen to talk radio because of this and because of all of the dust that's being stirred up and all of the contention and change. More people will listen to talk radio when the conversation is interesting, just like more people will go to the movies when there are good movies. You could change the popcorn all you want. People are not going to come to the movie theaters unless there's good movies. And that's the same thing here. You know, you can change your jingles, you can change your, your slogans and all that. But if you have really meaty stories to talk about, people are going to listen.
Well, and Trump, because of being the unusual part of it, we don't tire of it as much. By now, you would think a year of this, if it were a steady drumbeat of the same type of stuff, he gets that. He changes up. He constantly is engaged. LeVar Ball, people like this, the China thing, getting him out of there. It's not policy every day. It's things that are completely unpredictable, including his own staff and what goes on at the White House.
Yeah, he's a media exhibitionist and he is impulsive. And a lot of that is a downside. A lot of it is an upside. That's why people are always talking about his tweets. And the number one story is his personality and demeanor. But he has affected policy in many ways. And the key now for the press, and the key even more importantly for the public and the voters, is sift through the nonsense and don't listen to it. Reject it and pay attention to the policy and to what is happening that is going to have long-lasting effects on our lives. So much of the other razzle-dazzle is either a distraction technique or it's just the media being irresponsible, because you could find all of this stuff in anybody if you want to. And the media is intoxicated. It's addicted by the human element of Donald Trump. And that is as wrong as he is for not acting presidential. Both sides are wrong.
I hear you. Hey, Michael, Happy New Year again. And thanks for including me in so many things that are involved with talkers.
My pleasure. An honor to be on this program. And Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.